The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Jerker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin top.
You got it logged and loaded to the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And happy Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. We got lots to talk about, boy. We got lots to talk about in sports, too. All right? We're going to talk regatta in our 5 o'clock hour. Yeah, maybe keep it local. You know how we do it. And then, of course, we'll be talking NFL and NBA. Pearly will be chiming in. And obviously, we'll be talking Battle for Atlantis as well. Congratulations to Coach Yo and her Ole Miss squad doing big things. The Women's Battle for Atlantis, named etched in history. Good job, Coach. You know we love you, and I hope you had enough support today. I saw your impassioned message, and I appreciate, you know, you always repping the 242 the way you do, wherever you go. But we rep for you today. We could put a bigger smile on your face as you won, but obviously at home as well, too. Job well done. We'll talk about that more in depth in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, let me hit you up with the FYI, and then we'll get to the break. You know how to chime in. We're going to open the lines today. Roscoe Thompson's still under the weather, so we wish him a speedy recovery down there in Abaco. Promise to have Abaco back on next week on Monday. But chime in, you know, in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on, for fresh news, smart talk, all day. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right, little FYI for you, because you know I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. First and foremost, the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. All right, don't forget the pumpkin spice dips are back. The pumpkin spice lattes, iced or hot, either way, all good. Get it with a pumpkin donut or the pumpkin minis, because the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. And that's at all of your favorite Dunkin' locations. Downtown Bay Street, parallel Bernard Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, and of course out of the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, and arrivals. All right? Also being brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock, and Fine Threads reminds you, new arrivals right in time for Thanksgiving and into the Christmas at both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both of those locations available for you at 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday, Friday. John Shoes. John reminds you, new arrivals, ladies, every Monday, every Tuesday, new arrivals. Just for you girls, just for you ladies. And they still have a wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. New arrivals just in time for Christmas. And don't forget John's fast fashion, John's workwear with all the accessories to match. And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. Both locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right. Got my little FYI out for you. And don't forget KFC, Crazy Tuesday tomorrow. All right? Get those 5 pieces of chicken for $10. But don't forget, the nuggets are back at your favorite KFC location. 100% white meat chicken nuggets. All G-double-O-D good. Original recipe. All right? You definitely want to check that out at your favorite KFC location. Get it by itself or get it as a combo. So now we got all the FYI out of the way. Let's take that quick break. And we'll get back to the break. And, you know, on the flip side of the break, we'll check out the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? Brought to you by Fine Threads. We'll get into the buzz. Brought to you by John Shoes. We'll see what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KSC Nassau. I'm going to get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and I'll deal with all your texts and all your calls on the flip side of the break. And we got to talk, Madam Producer, were you on today at Howard's show? Did you have a show? Because I hear Anton run hot all over. See, I'd like to continue that debate right now on my show. So, Anton, come out wherever you are. See Alan in Freeport. If you're all ready, we'll pick that up on the flip side of the break. That's a hot Monday edition right there. We can try and make that happen as well. All right, just keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
And Quincy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back at you on the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. I'm going to get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? I brought you, of course, by Fine Threads. What I deal with that, if anybody want to chime in and tell me what to go on with Antoine calling out C. Allen today, because you know. Oh, boy, look at that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
C. Allen.
Hey, C. Allen, what's going on, man?
You give me an opportunity to school Anton that what we, the PLP, promised, but nobody in the...
I would like you to debate Anton on the PLP, because Anton is a regular caller to the show. Anton seems to be in the loop in the PLP. He's in the inner belly. I always turn to Anton, you know, when I want to find out or try to find out, you know, because Anton normally tries to give me a straight answer.
But you want to find talking points. When you want to talk about national development of the country, call a real PLP.
But I know you always claim to be a real PLP, and because you're a real PLP, you'd like to tell the party where they need to correct their mistakes.
Right. See, the problem we have is that no one, except for a very minor few, and I'm talking about less than maybe 50 or the thousands, can tell you what is it our philosophy is. Because we have drifted so far away from it. It's a strange adult. In fact, if you take the philosophy inside of the Progressive Liberal Party now, they would attack it as a virus. Okay? They run on with oh, wipe the tears from every eye. Can you imagine starting a party with the principle of wipe the tears from every eye? You know, we have an expression that where you said the PLP is for poor people. No. We were about eliminating poverty. Okay, we weren't about supporting them to support us. We was about building the middle class.
That's one thing I found, see, Alan, that I found that long time and what I call veteran PLPs, you know what I mean, who were there from the break. They're very disgruntled, feel very disenfranchised with the existence of the party how it is today.
Right, because what happens is the progressive party has moved towards being a populist party rather than a party with purpose. And I would debate anyone from their prime minister all the way down to Anton and the rest of them. But I don't want them to bring or stick to a gunfight, though. I want them to go get educated. Talk to Alfred Sayers and talk to Glenys Hannah-Martin. You know, Alfred Sayers, when he's running for the leader of the party, he did an excellent education process to the people in the party. The problem is they wasn't listening because we were under one leader! No.
How's that working out now?
See, the problem is that we're no longer about having multiple leaders. In fact, that's become the mantra of the Free National Movement, where they encourage multiple leaders and free debate about various different factions, and then choose from the first among equals to form government from which that first among equals. But it's amazing that they took that principle, that the Free National Movement took that principle, and we talk about the Dissident Eight. The Dissident Eight, when they left the Progressive Party, primarily their purpose was that we were no longer subscribing to the philosophy we said we were. And so they took that ideology into the Free National Movement, no matter how hybrid it is. They kept the very essence of strength, and so they took a contest of ideas rather than personality. And so the problem is that we only need to look at what we have done. For 25 years, we could only sincerely, for 50 years, we could only sincerely look at two leaders in this country that's made any major impact on our economy and the people. Yeah, we say, oh, you still have not, yeah. So that means I need to get sick to benefit from what you, not national insurance, but national health for this new administrations and the one since 92. So basically you create a program that I must go catch some terminal illness to benefit from it. How about just me being well and me just benefiting? Yes, it serves as a stopgap of the failures. We have created this environment that we need national health. But what we need now is we need to build forward. See, Anton says that people will lay still and put anything on it. Well, I want Anton to know, you're right, Anton, the blueprint for change. Paper will lay still and put anything on it. I would really like to read, you know, Anton says, we were talking about crowdfunding, and Anton said, it's garbage. Well, the DARE bill deals with crowdfunding, which is fintech. I would refer Anton to page 24 of our blueprint for change. Go down nine bullet points, and it says facilitate the fintech revolution. If he wants to, he could simply run over to page 33 and concerning a behemoth owning the economy and homes, sweet homes, or something of that sort. You know, I don't have it exactly in front of me. Page 33, if I remember, I can't tell you whether it's bullet point 5 or 6 concerning the home, sweet home program, where we would encourage people who are living abroad to come back and build second homes and investment opportunities forever. There's no money in the whole aspect of it, but fintech allows to facilitate these rather than going to a bank. See, the problem is that I already know my party is not ready. We are cemented into the past, denying the future. Everything in the blueprint for change is digital. I challenge a PLP to call and name me where on that in that document, the entire document. I challenge them. Call
right.
And tell me.
Well, we have another call. See, Alan, let me put you on hold. Can see Alan hear the other caller when they talk to me? All right, in case this is Anton or whoever chiming in. So I'll put you on hold. You just sit out, see Alan. I'll be back to you. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I have a brain teaser for you. You always have these brain teasers sometimes.
Lord.
I haven't listened for a while. I don't know if you still do it, but I have a brain teaser for you.
We about to crank them back up next week. As a matter of fact, just got to pool in all the prizes and make sure everything's stocked up for you guys tonight.
Yeah. Get the people think. But listen to this. Do you think that because something has been done away for so long that's, you know, that's just the only way that it can be done?
No,
even if it's wrong.
I call doing something over and repeatedly the same way with the same results? Lunacy.
Exactly, right? Don't you think, though, Naughty? Now, I'm not being facetious. I'm just being real now. Don't you think in this day and age, with all the technology and all the technical minds, like the don't you think that our voting system should have been computerized by now?
Man, listen, I always tell people we 20 to 30 years behind the U.S. There's a lot of things we'd like to copy from our neighbors to the north, except the things that really matter that we should copy.
Amen.
And that, we should have been voting electronically a long time ago. We should have been voting in advance a long time ago via electronic process. This should not be in 2023. Rumors of ballot tampering or alleged ballot tampering or potentially, ballots and this and that. No.
You know why that is, right? It's because the old heads who have done their job, you know, they've made their contributions. They don't just want to go and win and let the younger persons and persons who now have the knowledge move us forward. Yeah, you wouldn't have a need for a particular political party saying or accusing anyone of ballot tampering. And do you know that that box, I watched the box coming in. I mean, it's so prehistoric. Do you know that? Suppose you could have a duplicate box and switch it. I mean, come on, you know. Right?
There's a lot of this opens up the door for which I call the conspiracy theory system with electronic voting that couldn't be compromised. And even though you look at the U.S., theirs have been compromised in a way sometimes too, you know, and at least we don't have hanging chads. But at the same time, we do need to evolve our political process
in
2023.
That's what most people are saying. We just need to do things a little differently if we want to do what? Progress in this country. We can't keep doing the same things, accusing people of the same thing, but we're not doing anything to improve, right?
And we can't, if we don't change it where we can for the better, we're going to continue down this path, and it's frustrating because we don't evolve.
And another thing, Naughty, in my view now, I am over 40, but I could tell you, right? I think it's wrong that one party should have an unfair advantage over another party, or even if you are campaigning in this by-election, you should not have access to something, even if you're the governing party, over and beyond that party.
The playing field should be leveled. There should be
you
no reason for a
saying?
Doubt or any opportunity for anything to speculate on anything of anything.
Amen.
Underhanded.
So I say that to say, if you are now saying, you know, you've taken a couple of your ministers down there and the opposition is down, you all need to put in some vacation time because you're all still on our tab as taxpayers, eh?
Boy.
You all should put in some vacation time. Do not be using our manpower, our gas, our government vehicles, because that gives you an unfair advantage over the next fella. Do you agree?
I agree. And listen, I also like is the fact you mentioned you and Mike need to start talking, because you know why? They challenge us to think. They challenge us to make changes. They challenge us to be the ones to take the country into the future. Now when we're asking for our chance to lead, they're squatting on it.
Exactly.
So we got to make noise.
Yes, but you know what, Naughty? That takes the mindset change. You see, all the persons have to realize they educated their children to come back here, hopefully, to run this country, but you have to let them
them do it. And now we have a lot of brain drain because of the backlog, because a lot of people don't want to get out of the way. I hear you.
Yeah, and they're double and triple dipping, and it's unfair. Why do we need the old heads to come in our election to come to a rally and to talk? What was that about?
I get the veteran status, you know what I mean? I could offer Pearl out. My resume.
But they don't need to be so involved like that. Give somebody else a chance. Give the younger people a chance, man. Let's do some things different. If we want to see something different and better in this country, and I think that's the way to progress in this country, you know?
There you go. Well, you know, don't be a stranger. Keep on contributing. Good contributions. Let's check the other call real quick before we go back to see Alan. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
I told you I was in trouble. I had the phone on my cousin, Alan, to send the phone. I'm by the park right now. My job right now, I was going to A Park. Sanders,
all of those parks have promised free Wi-Fi, especially for the kids. None working.
Happening. Cousin is my personal friend. And cousin, if you give me the job, and let me do the job. Only tax is paying for me free. I was shooting someone and no Wi-Fi from the park. It's wrong. And I just hope the government, I see when when somebody talk, but they want more money from the government, don't take my tax money and give no more company. Bring it. Go on international money, market, and draw your money. Leave our money to them, Mr. Nori.
Yo.
You see, but the island and deal with Anton. That's nice.
No, he finished. He can finish dealing with him now. I thought one of your might have been Anton, but you know, I got left in
no, the island and finish dealing with him. No, Nicole Hutchinson is an educated woman, and I love her. I talk to her. And all this is sad. Gabriello is a good woman. Nori, and I try to fix on everything. But Gabriello said something today on the chat group, on one of our chat groups, and she said, they just smiled at everything, right? Now, it's the last that somebody put to record on May next year. Now, it said it's the last that him and the woman done make up and all that kind of stuff. Now, if this woman breaks the court time, what is she doing, Nori? That's why I keep saying, no, this might as well be a serious thing. You got a wicked demon woman. I was going to do it all the time. And get some police officers to lock up innocent people. We need the dialogue.
I agree with you. I agree with you there, Jeje, that we do have to have dialogue since it's such a sensitive issue. And like all sides need to be bad. So moving forward, we know how to deal with it, resolve it, and have the proper solutions in place to deal with these kinds of incidents.
Yes, that's as long as better people ought to be around. See, the Bahamas, sorry, I know how I love all my country. It's community minded, country quick. You see, and all these things that happened, the people, these for a long time ago. He got a civil servant named Francis Lack and civil servant. He see so bad, I didn't get massive four tire. That's the only world of see to see. Mr. Francis Lack, civil servant, Juan McCartney, you two come, like, we needed this man, like, they're not doing their job, not him.
But JJ, you got to start, you got to continue to speak out and continue to lobby. And those are the issues that are important. You got to hold politicians accountable when they come your way and be strong.
I can say one thing before I go, right? Something the PRP doing is good enough. For example, they give away all them taxi plates. That's excellent job. All the passes, all the 2,500 months of rental plates. I entitled my plate. That's law, that's constitution. That's constitution. You see, all our store, the first five, who went, take it from them and give it to other people. You see, we speak English in this country, Nori. All them Chinese, all them. That country.
I know you're passionate about country, JJ. That's one thing you and I agree on, and that's one thing I don't have a doubt with you.
One of the best ministers. Our daddy is a good 80 of them. Love is what I talk to people, man. He need to get into the city, but Thompson, good people. Not the most good and safe. He need to retire on them come 2026, you know. They don't like us. Why all these taxes?
Boy. And that's lack of vision. When you tax a nation, that means you have no plan whatsoever. But I got to get back to C. Allen, JJ. Good talk. All right, let's get back to C. Allen. C. Allen, I thought that might have been, you know, Anton Corlin, yeah. But you got a couple other people make some good points.
Yeah, let me just make a point on JJ, right? JJ talk about Wi-Fi. Let me tell him what the Governor General
said. Well, somebody chimed in. How ironic. I see Allen. They go, Naughty, we can't keep the light on and Wi-Fi signal strong enough and you want electronic voting and laughing the head off. And it's true.
No, but this is where the arrogance or the ignorance towarding technology, this is why Anton and PLPs can speak like this because they don't understand it. Let me ask you a question. When the light goes off, are you still connected to the internet? You are if you have a portable device. Do you know when the light goes off? If you have a home with a backup supply, you'll still be connected to the internet because the internet is the equipment that leaves your house is self-powering. See, what it is called a logical fallacy argument of one relates to the other. But in the same way we start talking about universal access, we need to devoid ourselves of the mind. This is why I believe that the FNM under Michael Pintar with new vision and new leadership has the ability to not come and talk about these things. To do them now. Let's use this West Grand Bahama as an example. How many people in the Bahamas, call BTC. BTC, you listening? This is a free plug for you. All of the south of the Grand Bahama, Louisiana, Mactown, all of them, what we call almost like the ghetto point, and all starting from where, from west end tip till it comes right up to the end of the block, has fiber to the premises. I think 1 gigabyte. You know how you at home right now operate with 60 to 70 and they bragging with the satellite? You can get up to 1,000 gigabyte on every single pole in that community. That's probably the most digitally prepared community in for years. How many people you speak to that? So as Michael Pintar and I talk, right? I didn't have the chance to pursue it because I was watching. I was waiting for the 2-year anniversary. And then when I see capability and competence not in place, I say, now I need to start preparing for tomorrow. And why is that? You got $1,000. If you could name me one item inside of the blueprint for change that does not depend on technology, one. So that means that you must build a future for that document to work. The problem is the it takes 6 months to create policy papers and strategies for synchronous execution of the blueprint for change. It has been 2 years, and not a single paper has been produced, and not a single person in the party can explain to you anything in it. Mr. Rawls says, to have financial inclusion, you must have universal access to data. Well, we have that capability now that's being eroded by leadership, because we can't compete in the world. They're not preparing for jobs and this and that. They are talking about transitioning into the global economy. See, there's something. There's a concept in a principle of first knowledge, and the principle of first knowledge is this. And this is the problem you have. Can you imagine going back to 1950 and telling the people there that you could just communicate on the internet? Say to you, what the hell is the internet? Can you imagine going back maybe 150 years and telling them that you could plug your car into electricity and everything? You know what they say to you? What is a car? What is electricity? This is where our leadership is. They don't have even first knowledge of the existence of these things to actually implement it. And that is what we are facing as a country, because what you have is countries around the world, the United States, China, even Cuba is looking to adopt this, is actually having digital revolution. They're having what is called, they're fighting for digital supremacy, and we're arguing as to where we could buy better carbon paper. And that it doesn't do. So we're denying opportunities where we could fund using the very fintech. You know, the scam artists that came in here? Because they didn't have first knowledge of what cryptocurrency or what blockchain is to understand what cryptocurrency is. Because essentially, you had a guy that came in here using QuickBooks to run multi-billion dollar company, and our exchanges didn't even know the accounting procedure. You're trying to tell me that you're using a QuickBooks? But see, this is why you can't have fintech without regtech, which is regulatory technology, and supervisory technology, because you can't depend on pen and paper to generate something that is everywhere, to track and audit something that is everywhere and nowhere. But so we create a law that allow an exchange to come to the Bahamas and call it digital assets. No, that's not it. FTX wasn't a digital assets company. It was an exchange, just like BitSex. Digital assets is the people who makes the things that goes on that exchange. You have us celebrating and making these arguments. And so we talk about the possibilities. And let me just use an example, right? In West Grand Bahama, win or lose, I'm going to show you the FNM going to do these things. So PLPs, I want you to listen. And FNMs, I want you to be reinvigorated, because you will begin to have conversation of the new Bahamas beginning now. Because the future is not tomorrow. The future is today. But let's say...
See, Alan, let's get to the break, and I'm going to let you pick that up on the flip side of the break, because I got to get to the break right now. So let's get to this break.
Let's do that, and then I'll make it quick.
No problem. All right, look things up.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte, espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need. When to learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe? It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protect with DIC.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC.FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-get, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We're back at you on the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. We got another call lined up. We got Seattle getting ready to wrap. Are you going to Seattle or are you going to the call, Miss Producer? Who's that on? Is that? All right, Seattle, hold that. We got Sparky real quick, and then I can let Seattle wrap up. Sparky, what's going on, man? All good, man.
Yeah, I listened to the conversation. I actually just got back in from moving around them doctor offices and stuff today, but I've been listening intensively to a lot of things lately on talk shows, and I wanted to compliment you on particular something that I've observed since you started lately. There's been a lot of women been calling into your show and at a lot of other shows, and I'd like to praise the Bahamian women because it sounds like they're really getting involved with this election and what's going on in the country. I'm becoming very proud of the few Bahamian women I see getting involved with talk show. One time ago, you had the three or four guys, they call it the chronic callers. Then you had the smart guys like Graham and C. Allen come in. And then you had all the other people, then everybody started jumping in. Now you don't know who could be calling into a talk show these days. And everybody coming in with their different ideas, their views, their concerns, but basically, I'd like to say tops off to the women of the country. They seem to be getting involved with what's going on in the country, and they're not afraid to speak out to no talk shows, no prime minister, no bishop, nobody. I take my hat off to the women of this country. Keep it up, girls.
There you go, Sparky. Appreciate your contributions as always. Now we need, you know, to get those sitting MPs who happen to be women to be there on certain issues, and then we'll really be making progress. Let's go back to C. Allen to wrap things up.
Just let me say this, right? Let me first go back to Wi-Fi. Your Wi-Fi or broadband should be ubiquitous, right? Available anywhere, just like the wind in the air, like water, it's a human right. And we have the ability to do this today, not tomorrow. And I see they don't have a third cellular. Let's use an example, right? The government don't have a policy on 5G. Because they said, I want you to listen to what the government said, because we don't need a third cellular. You can imagine, right? That's like going to the food store and says, we don't need another food store because, you know, we already have candy already. That's a craziness. I'm simply saying is that 5G is not about communicating on no cellular phone. 5G is about building an infrastructure of the future. So we should build a 5G network infrastructure and say we're not going to allow any cellular service on it. Nobody will miss it because we're already crying about the new modes of technology with satellite communications and everything else. So we're trying to preserve the past. You see what you're trying to preserve the past right there? Because the satellite people can use now be able to use your phone using satellite rather than our old antiquated towers. Really? So you will hold back a country for that? So what I'm saying is that this is why we need leadership. And so, but when you start talking about that, I was about to explain to you, you have people saying that we're going to buy boats and lend them to the people. Well, here's what the FNM will do, this new FNM under new leadership. We're not going back to any past leadership within the FNM, and that's coming from a PLP. Understand this. In the West Grand Bahama constituency, whether Mr. Grant lose or not, we're going in there and we're going to empower the fishermen. Because you know why? We can give them a boat for, say, on a contract basis. Well, the payments on $100,000 will be $1,000, let's say even at $1,300 a month. So you say to them, don't bring me $1,300 a month. Bring me $1,500, you know, let's say a fish is $1 a pound. Bring me 1,500 pounds of fish. They come and pay their tides or fees with their fish or whatever it is. If they want to, and you say, well, I could catch that in 2 days, well, then guess what? You could retire the debt on this boat in 2-3 years rather than the 8-10 years agreement. And that's what's called fractionalization and tokenization and securitization, but it builds on digitization that this government don't have a clue on. And so you could do the same thing with housing. You could do the same thing with short-term rentals. You could do the same thing with almost everything in the new digital world. Darwin Bogue, Albert Proctor, said that financial service in the Bahamas is dead. He's correct. It is dead in its current form. But if we adopt this new technology, giving people access around the world, using the same type of platform that AWAC-X is. AWAC-X was for people inside of the Bahamas, but nothing prohibits a young Bahamian for accessing a crowdfunding platform anywhere in the world, including the United States, to own the properties here. There's nothing that stops Bahamians that say, I can't leave New Orleans because I'm working. Let me invest in the 20,000 bed and breakfast that's needed in Grand Bahama. Let me build one or two of those units where the bed and breakfast, the mortgage is $2,000 a month, but I'm getting $150 a day, or I'm getting whatever it is a day, and I'll use the money to pay for that in Freeport and pay for my rent in Nassau. It's about building a new digital economy. And I'm saying to you, for this government, it takes 6 months or longer to prepare the strategy and 2 to 3 years to implement it. So if you just add that time up, this government is out of time. And so it's simply, I'm saying to you, is to understand and be able to articulate the whole concept that I put in, the principle of first knowledge. Once you understand first knowledge, everything becomes secondary. And so that is what I'm saying to you. The new FNM will begin to do. This election is not about, and I hope PLPs on Grand Bahama call them, let them know. The Prime Minister say you're going to do these things. So that means the Prime Minister and the PLP was not going to do this. The government made these promises. So it doesn't hurt us to give Grant the opportunity and let government prove himself by doing these things and let Mr. Grant focus on setting the models that the rest of the Bahamas can copy blueprint by blueprint. Because if they didn't do it for OB, they wouldn't do it for anything else. I'm saying to the people, whether the election finish or not, we are now at the 2-year roll. We are now at a transition where artificial intelligence and these things are accelerating growth around the world and morphing economies. And we are saying, well, if we could just get some more hotels. Listen, Miranda, that's the world it could be sold. Let me give you one more point on this. What if you take 1,000 of us? There's 1,270 rooms in that hotel. What if you take 1,000 of us who would go and pre-sell 5 weeks in that hotel, all right? If you do the quick calculation on that, you have 1,271 people who each will sell 5 weeks. And let's say they sell it for $1,000, right? Guess what? You've raised millions and millions of dollars. But if you do it, I don't have it in my head complete, but what I'm saying to you is this, to 1,271 people, and each one of them sell 5 weeks in advance to 51 people, right? And then you will each one of them basically almost like fractionalize it, you'll raise $325 million. And so now they could refer themselves to this, and they would actually have an investment in this. If the government understood tokenization, they could give the hotel right now. Let's have a lottery of 1,271 Bahamians who will each be will look for 51 weeks to find five people for each of those 51 weeks into the future. But they don't not know. They do not have place knowledge. And I'm saying to you this, those of us, and I know people say this, and let me just say this for the aging people. It's not aging. It's people that's aware. The problem is not their ages. The problem is they are totally unaware of the future, which is today. That's the problem is. Because I'm the one who would make me look stupid in technology. But I'm just the one talking, and just because people don't know as much as I do, they might say, oh, he knows everything. But I get some young people around me right now, I just pretend like I'm smarter than them by remaining quiet. Thank you so much.
Thank you, C. Allen. Great contribution. I appreciate you for the clarification, man. I thought we might have heard from him. I guess that was all for naught. I'm sure we'll probably hear from it from Anton tomorrow. Yeah, all right. Your text is easy. All right, so let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got the news coming up, and when we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports, and obviously we'll be talking best of the best regatta. And I got a whole studio full of sailors. We're going to have a conversation with. And we're going to talk regatta coming up. All right, big things popping on top of the 5 o'clock hour, so keep it right where you got it. The Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads. And you're not in your company right up until 6 p.m. Look for Pearly to zoom in, Madam Producer. I know he's traveling, but he is going to try to zoom in. But it may be after this portion. But I'm excited today to have guests in studio with me because we need to talk about something that's very important to the nation. Obviously, with sailing being a national sport, but we got the best of the best regatta coming up. Now, you know me. I will be honest with you. I am a fan of regattas. You show me where the libations are. You show me where the food is. That's me. That's me. And I would cheer for everybody. It's not like football, but I stay loyal to the Cowboys or loyal to the Lakers. I pull for everybody in Regatta. And whoever want to buy me a drink to pull for them or buy me a plate of food, I will pull for them. So I just want to let you all know. And I think it's important that we embrace this, though, because it's a big part of the culture. And it's a great way for Bahamians to get together, nonpartisan of anything, and just come together and have a good time. It's something that we all love and enjoy. And everybody got a regatta story. And I can leave that just like that. And I can leave that right there. But I have today some special guests in studio. I have Miss Cindy Gay. She's the head of the regatta desk. And I want to welcome you to the show. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's glad to be here today.
Glad to have you. Now, please introduce everybody who's here. Because, boy, you brought an entourage. I've had people come to the show, but I've never had all six seats going like this.
We are sailors. We are sailors. We are strong. We support.
There you go.
And any which way, our sailors support us. I have here today Mr. Delbert Gibson, Mr. James Wallace, Mr. Dwayne Higgins, and Mr. Gerard Moxie. Each one of these guys plays a different part in a role. In the regattas, they are either commodores, sailors, or persons who are pushing to have regattas and sailing as develop in our country as we'd want it to be, as is now the national sport.
Well, I tell you, I mean, we have Mr. Higgins, who's the Director of Youth Development, Ministry of Education and Sailing. We have, Mr. Black, he's the Deputy Chief Counselor in Black Point Exuma.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Captain Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
He's Commodore in the National Sailing Association. So everybody got stripes. Commodore Moxie at the Nassau of Sailing Club Nassau.
Yes.
And I brought the power hitters. You brought your full lineup, man. You got like 1 through 6.
I'm telling you, the power hitters.
You know what I think we need to add in the future, though? And we're going to talk about best of the best and the national sailing sport. But, you know, we got a strong Cuban contingent here in the country. And I got to do it on my show, Cuban Billy, who appears from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cuban can build a boat out of anything. You know, we got a boat out of this table. Next time, we need a Cuban cargo. Most plywood and flotation devices. So let us know about, first and foremost, so let's talk about sailing being the national sport, which I think is long overdue. I think it was a good move. Because cricket, I don't have too much to talk about on cricket. But briefly, let's talk real quick about it being the national sport, and let's talk about best of the best regatta.
Any one of these sailors can talk about it being a national sport because this is something that they fought for a number of years, you know, putting it to the forefront in the national. And we are very happy that in April it was named a national sport, and we are working hard to grow the whole thing from starting with our sailing commission. We are trying to do a sailing commission, which is going to help us in sort of like governing the whole...
Like the commission would be like the governing body then.
Yeah, the
official governing body.
Yes.
And then you have the official associations and so
yes.
on and so forth.
And
I think
yes,
that's a great idea.
We're going to put some rules and regulations down to help us to bring sailing to where it needs to be. So that's our first line of defense. And we want to do succession planning. We're trying to go into school. And Mr. Higgins will talk more about that. Get these kids involved in what sailing is from our sloop to our competitive sailing.
Right, because there's different categories and there's different variations that they need to know about,
they
correct?
Need to know about, yes.
And the different disciplines as well, isn't it?
And the different discipline. And that's what we're here to do, to make sure that everyone is aware of the difference and to teach them or bring it forward, information that they need to know sailing.
And how are we going to incorporate that into the school program?
Yeah, and just a correction, I'm one of the assistant directors.
Oh, sorry, but I only go on what I was sent, you know, so you gotta be there who was typing and texting over there, so, you know. He liked to give people plenty title too, so for sure. He got a couple of titles for me that I don't want him to read. That's all good.
Yeah, but as the plan that we have in working with the Department of Family Island Affairs, Ministry of Education, and hopefully Ministry of Sport, is to, in the first instance, we're targeting 11 schools in New Providence because New Providence, unfortunately, is the one island that is furthest back in terms of youth development when it comes to sailing. So we're looking not only at the one design boats, whether it's an Optimus, whether it's a Laser, a Sunfish, any of those classes. We're also looking at how do we incorporate the E-class, which is our tradition, the building, the construction of it. We're looking at also working along with the Sailing Commission to develop a national sailing academy. That academy would, of course, give the opportunity for young people at primary, junior, senior level in school, an opportunity to hopefully represent this country at the highest level. What people forget often is the Bahamas got its first medal at the Olympics by way of sailing.
Well, that was Sir Durbin Nolan and Cecil Cook. Correct.
Right. So we want to go back from where we actually started as we continue to grow as an independent nation.
I think, you know, it started then, and if I'm not mistaken, Donnie Martinburg did well as well, too, in
yes.
Sunfish. And
yes.
Are those categories going to be part of the National Sailing Program?
Or? Yes, all of those.
Because, I Optimist, mean, I got Texas already hitting me. What are the categories? Yeah. Yes.
Right. The Optimist, the Laser, the Sunfish. And there's some other
see,
designs.
That yeah. really piques my interest there because all of those are actual categories that you can get a scholarship to at certain schools within
Definitely.
Florida and other places because they have, you know, sailing teams and crew teams. So,
and not only Florida.
Right.
It's not limited to there. We're talking about Canada.
As well,
we're talking
yeah.
about Europe.
I'm more familiar with the ones
in
Florida just from my mm-hmm. travels. But I'm
yes.
sure they have them everywhere.
Yeah, multiple areas where the opportunities for our students. We have a few of them that are out there now in U.S. colleges, Canadian colleges, and we have persons who are in Europe representing this country all over the world.
And then later on, there are Olympic events as well, too, so that gives them
yes.
an opportunity to achieve Olympic status as well.
Yes, definitely.
So I like the fact it's not just, oh, we can make sailing a national sport. You're actually doing it, and there's options and
growing
there's levels for the kids.
From the bottom up.
Right, to actually, you know, achieve. So that's definitely a good look. Anybody else want to just touch briefly on sailing being a national sport?
Yeah, my name is Delworth Gibson. Yes, I definitely want to highlight from whence we came and how we got to this point. Okay, for us, in this room, sailors in this room, this is a 22-year struggle through 5 different administrations. They put us through a ringer to show why sailing should be the national sport of this country. Well, first of all, this is from whence we came. You would have heard Mr. Higgins just highlight the fact that we won our first medal in the country in sailing. That's no fluke. Sailing was a part of an indigenous part of our culture. We had to use sailing to move goods and services throughout this country. Not only that, sailing is a sport that you can participate in from birth to the grave.
Exactly.
Every category, every person in the country, no matter what age, no, if you have a disability, it matters not. It is you against the elements.
And we have perfect, like, climate for it as well, too.
You can't
beat our climate. I mean,
it is perfect weather. But, Nordy, you see, we are looking at the physical aspect of this thing. But the physical aspect of this thing is more important than anything else. And the significance it brings to the Bahamas. You see, our government today, our present government today, took a bold step to break the shackles of colonialism. Something that was tied around our necks by our colonial masters and said, hey, here, this is what it is, this is what you are. They have taken a step to break those shackles. A small step in making sailing our national sport, we have something that we can identify with as Bahamians. We can say this is Bahamian and this comes out of the belly of Bahamians. And see, this is what makes me so excited about this thing. It's a small step. This administration, I have to give them kudos, and I hope Mr. Davis is listening. Your good friend...
Trust me, Davis, listen to me.
Your good friend, Mia Motley, has it right, Mr. Davis. You have taken this step. You have had the gumption to take this step. Take this all the way. The Bahamian people needs to be able to identify with the Bahamas and Bahamians, not swearing allegiance to some foreign country and some foreign power. We need to swear allegiance to our people, to our country, to our flag, not allegiance.
And is that, Mr. Gibson, is that you said that the shackles have kind of been broken. That gives you the opportunity to run with it since it's now been named the national sport. And at a fledgling level, you could actually, you know, you have the attention, you have the ear of the administration, so you could get it right. Unlike other, you know, associations who they've had to reinvent themselves and had problems, this is a good opportunity for something so indigenous, and I feel your passion and I agree with it, that we should really maximize the moment right now. Don't let it get to the back burner to be, to really get out there, and the product is stable, so it could be incorporated everywhere. And then we could go international, because nobody would probably want to sail more in the Bahamas than foreign sailors, especially if we have more regattas and international events. So I think that's something that we have to continue to push. And whenever you guys need to talk about that, mi casa es tu casa. You have a platform. So just call that ugly boy Dari, and we'll make it happen, all right? So, and that's as far as it being, you know, nationally developed and the continuation of it being the national sport and developing it properly. But let's talk about the regatta right now. Because a lot of people, they get excited for regatta. And I think this is something that's been building, and it's the best of the best. So, obviously, you know, we got the best of the best.
Yes, the best of the best is slated to take place in Montague Fort Shore on November 30th through December 3rd.
One of my favorite places to watch a regatta.
Montague is the best place for regatta.
And it's the best place for Don't Blink Home Run Derby as well, too. I just throw that in there shamelessly, but yeah.
Yeah, Montague is one of the best. And we plan to have 78 boats registered.
78 already?
78 boats registered. That's A, B, C, and E classes.
Okay, do me once more a favor. Break down the classifications for me real quick, because a lot of people always ask
me. I'm going to let one of these sailors represent
it down.
James Wallace, I'll try and help
you. Boy, you look like you're the lawyer for the career. You grabbed that microphone so quick, like Johnny Cochran. I got this one.
Let's talk about it, right? So we have A-class, and A-class boat is a 28-foot boat.
28-foot boat.
Then you have a B-class, which is a 21-foot boat. Okay. Then you have a C-class, which is a 17-foot boat, and the E-class in the category of a 12-foot boat. It's a dinghy class boat. So those are the class in sloop sailing. Of course, if you go across to the other side, you have the Optus and different categories over there. But we're focusing on sloop sailing.
On the sloops.
The national sport is sloop sailing.
So
but
A is 28 foot. A is 21 foot. C is 17 foot. C is 12 foot dinghies and below. So if I got an 8 foot, I could get in that E-class.
I don't think so. You'll be left so far behind, they wouldn't even find you. Hey, don't bring that plywood from Cuba.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't bring the plywood.
It's about the experience, man. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to float on.
It's no good, you know.
So yeah, no, but I'm glad you broke that down for me, because I do have texts that often, you know, when we talk about sailing, we talk about stuff, they do have the questions after the fact. So I wanted to put that out there now. So before y'all start texting me after these folks leave and ask me A, B, C class, well, now you got it from
you know, it's a good opportunity.
The captain.
You know, so when you go out there on Montague, you're gonna have a wonderful experience. You know, the beachfront, the waterfront, the opportunity that we have a God given environment for sailing. So if the government moves on sailing, you can bring more international event here, because we have the natural harbor that you can do this.
Correct.
You know, and then, you know, as sloop sailors, you know, this is a very expensive sport. The owners sitting around here spend thousands of dollars.
How much does it cost to build an A-class?
Depends on where
and
you
I'll
start.
I'll ask you why. Let me tell you why. And this may hit home to you guys. I remember, and now sitting here talking, I remember in the fifth grade, in a galaxy far, far away, we went right there on Shirley Street to Mr. Archer's house, who built the Tangaree, the famous Tangaree. Man, I still got pictures in the scrapbook from when I went. And that gentleman was so candid and so, you know, and he told us all about how they had to treat the wood and how they had to shape the wood and all of this kind of stuff. And the finished product obviously was legendary. But I've always wondered, how much really does it take to build a top of the line A-class boat? Because I've heard the stories about the sailing barber and all of that. So I figured, you know, sailing is huge. Obviously, a la like the hobby horse world we had before, you had Bahamians invested in the horses. How much is the investment for A-class
boat? An A-class boat, I would think, to get it fully rigged, you're looking at $120,000 plus.
And it's all wood, correct?
It's wood, and it's glassed over with a fairing compound. You know, a paint job on an A-class is $7,000. I mean, that's what we're talking. Sails cost you $12,000 for a sail of wood. You know, these boats are very expensive. The mast is $15,000 if you get the top quality wood that people have sort of, you know, engendered. So, you know, I would want to take this opportunity to encourage, you know, corporate Bahamas to get on board and sponsor boats. For example, the boat that I own, Ant's Nest, is sponsored by Janae's Uniform Center. It's an opportunity to showcase
but I think
and
you
help
should,
this
you should
sport.
Get into more like that, because if you look at the America's Cup, the sponsorship in the America's Cup is up the wazoo.
But this is the only way the sport is going
to
survive.
So you do need to get corporate Bahamas involved. I think it's a great way.
Over the years, it's all been individual owners who've been funding these events. in terms of keeping these boats maintained. And so we need corporate Bahamas because it's a very, very expensive sport.
I mean, you pay the right price. I mean, that's great branding to have your brand on the side of a boat.
It is.
Great opportunity.
Well, Naughty, I mean, for me to just jump in here real quick. You see, the reality is this. Corporate Bahamas don't know or they can't see how they can get a bang for their buck by sponsoring one of these boats. I'd like to have some of those corporate sponsors just sit down with some of us owners and let us kick some things to them and bounce some things off of them to show them how we can definitely feature their company, how we can help their company to grow, how we can get their product out there to the public.
I'm just sitting here thinking if a boat costs $100,000, right? I'm saying $50,000 gets you the side, gets you the logo on the side. $25,000 gets you on the back. $10,000, $15,000 gets you on the sail. You want to get on the bow, you could pay for that too.
Well, I don't even think like NASCAR. Though.
You'll have logos everywhere. But we get that $100,000.
Yeah, but see, this is what I'm saying. I mean, there's numerous ways to approach this. There are several things that can be done. An A-class boat carry a crew of 15 people. Mm-hmm. And we carry 15 people throughout the country. We have regattas. We have 12 regattas we travel for each year. With 15 people, we can get your brand. We can get your name. We can get
And that's the average size crew, 15.
15 for an A-class boat.
For an A-class boat.
For an A-class
and all
boat.
Are sailors, or is that majority?
No. These are all sailors. This has nothing to do with the coordination crew, the people who coordinates things for you. These are people who are actually on the boat.
So if something goes wrong during that race, y'all repair it right there.
We have to.
On the water.
Not necessarily on the water.
Sometimes you got to go back in.
Much as possible.
But the reason why I asked about the size of, because, you know, if you compare it to, like, car racing, you know, you got your driver and you got your pit crew, and it's like 15, even everybody got there. But I'm thinking, okay, sailors on a 28-foot boat how many of them are actually in? So it's all 15.
All 15.
So you got your rudder man.
Edge McCabe, my brother. Depend upon the wind condition, right?
Uh-huh.
If it's blowing real heavy winds, you bring out the whole crew, 15 men. Some people have sailed with 19 men.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it, you know. But as the wind falls down, you reduce the crew. But of course, most of these boats now have tender boats with them, which is with extra sails. And they're out there. So something goes wrong, their tender boat is there to help them sort the problem out just before the race starts. So this is a very... It's organized, but it's not to the point where, you know, you can call people up on the radio and you've got all this backup support there, because you just don't have the financial resources to do it.
Right. So obviously we gotta creep before we walk, but obviously that's where we want to get to, because then you got your various boats to go along. Now you can actually package this and get this on television, because I'm sure at some point the product looked good enough. We need to go global with it. Because if you turn on certain branches of ESPN, mm-hmm. you see sailing from all over the world.
Yeah. Well, as in the past, we plan to broadcast live on Cable Bahamas.
Okay.
The races will be televised. We are packaging them later on to sell to other areas. We realize that, you know, we need to bring it out there. And we're working with our sailors to give us what we need to put it out there so sailing can develop in the way we want it to.
Now, the actual regatta again, like you said, the dates again, November 30th, correct?
November 30th to December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a great way to wrap up Thanksgiving and get right into the Christmas right there in the beginning.
The perfect way to get in.
But that's good practice for the Christmas libation spirit and season.
Yes.
That's a great way. A great way to train is a regatta.
Yeah.
And I have support.
But we want to bring it back to center. Because we're going to have a large contingent. We're hopeful to have a large contingent of students.
Correct.
Kids from primary, junior, and senior schools. And we really want them to experience sailing as close as they can.
That's a great recruitment endeavor right there. They get out there and have an experience now.
In fact, that's the intention.
That's great because you've got a lot of other sports, a lot of other disciplines that have kids occupied, which is great.
Right.
But there's other kids that don't participate in them, and sailing might be their thing. They might have been just waiting for this to come along and say, this is me, this is my thing.
Exactly. And then the Bahamas Sailing Association, Laurie Lowe and her team, they have a treat for anyone who is interested in, you may not have sailed before, but you're interested in going on a boat just to get the feel.
Awesome.
So they'll be available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. right at the Montague foreshore. So if you're interested, you haven't sailed before, but you just want that experience, if it's only for a few minutes, come out. They're willing to take you out, let you stare at the boat, get the feel for sailing.
I can take you all up on that. I might have to do that on a lunch break.
Bring your life vest. That's required. Yes.
All right. Now, this gentleman here, I mean, you know, we got to make sure I hear from you, sir, because, you know, obviously, you know, if he point behind you anymore, the marriage will break.
Okay. My name is Gerard Moxie. Like the previous gentleman said, you know, we're all excited about sailing being the national sport and this particular regatta coming up. This has been one of the biggest and best regatta so far for Nassau in the past 10 years.
Yes.
We want to see this be successful every year. And saying that, we need to make some changes to make it even better. And we need the government and the corporate sponsors, Corporate Bahamas, to come on board, along with the government and themselves, to help us in this endeavor. Because this is a life-changing moments for many of our youths that are coming up. It gives them something positive to do, and it gives them structure in their life. A lot of our kids today is missing structure because they don't even have a mother or father at home. But once they get into the sailing community, they are around persons who's going to show them love and show them guidance to make them kind of want to be involved with something positive. So we have to kind of push this more than we even doing it right now today.
Let me ask you a question there. How do the teams practice during the year? Because obviously you got 15 out of 28, so do you all actually practice, or do you all have your moments where you all...
Well, it's really difficult, but some persons do find time to do it, because what they do is they have... Each boat have a team. Like, say, for instance, I'm also the owner of a C-class. So my team is anywhere from 4 to 5 guys at any given point, but my crew consists of about 10 guys. So I pick between my 10 guys based on the weather conditions, like Mr. Wallace said. If I need 4, I would go with 4. If I need 5 or 6, I go with 5 or 6.
Okay.
But it's never more than 6 at one particular time. So we try our best.
But you got your roster to pick from who you need.
Right.
And I guess on specialty days, like you say, I go in with these 4 because of the conditions.
Right.
I go in for these 6 because of the conditions. So that's where the strategy comes in.
And we try to put in our practice. But what we do is once we go to a particular family island that is housing a regatta, we would practice in that harbor to get ourselves familiar with tide, wind, and different characteristics of what we have to sail through, the conditions that we would be sailing in. So that is our main time for practice. But there's I know Dwayne has done it before. I know Mr. Wallace has done it before with crew. There used to be a senior citizen, a senior sailor by the name of Mr. Knowles.
Right,
Ruben Knowles. Mr. Knowles always would, he would take tourists out
just to give them something to do
and give them something bohemian to do. So on a say monthly business
it's hard,
one of them said it's very, very expensive. So that is not something you're gonna do every week.
Right.
But we find time to do it.
All right.
But to add to that, what we're trying to do, especially with the E class and the junior sailors, their practice will be after school. So we're looking at 2 afternoons, and hopefully on the Saturday morning, coming out of the Nassau Yacht Club. But in a more practical way, beyond the juniors, you have one of the owners, Mr. Lawrence Bascom. He was just out in his boat on Sunday. He's going out again on Sunday. So the E-class boats are so easy, because you put them on a trailer, you drive them down the ramp, rig them up, and you're out, and then you do the reverse coming back up.
Well, I appreciate you guys stopping by and being so informative. I have to get to the break now, but I want to let you know, you have a home here on my show. Whenever regatta needs to get out, feel free to let us know. I know it's going down November 30th through December 3rd, correct?
Yes.
How can folks get in contact with you, Ms. Gay, as far as getting their kids into sailing and getting the information pointing in the right direction?
Sure. If you're going through the school, Mr. Dwayne Higgins will be the person for Ministry of Education.
Okay.
And if not, they can contact us at the Regatta Desk and Family Island Affairs. And We are in the Mannix Building on West Bay Street. And our telephone number is 328-2700.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for stopping by. Go ahead.
Sorry. Also on our Facebook page.
Don't forget it on Facebook.
Yeah,
now,
got it.
I will be out there to that regatta. And when I see you all, we done found me now. So I got 50 million questions. So I'll buy the libations out of my pen. But I need some more education because y'all got me interested.
Which boat are you going to sail on, A, B, or C?
All three. And I got an experience.
We'll make that possible
there
for
you. There
you
go. All right. I want to thank you guys so much, man. And I appreciate you guys. We'll get to the break, flip side of the break. We'll be talking NBA. We'll be talking NFL. And we'll get you ready for the final 10 with Rich Eisen on a Monday right here as the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
You don't gotta stand in line. Pay online. You can pay your premiums on time.
Right at Camino Dock.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at Camino Dock. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
it's life, home, auto, marine, or health.
Got you covered
right at Kalina.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's festive giveaway with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
On the Monday, November 20th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. 5:41 p.m. is the time. And right now I'm going to get you ready. We're going to get some NFL news for you, some NBA news for you. I have some picks lined up for you. All right, and we got the Final 10 today, all right, with Colin Cowherd. All right? And Colin's got a good little rundown today, man. Yes, indeed. You got a little topic about quarterbacks. Russell Wilson, is he back?
And then, you know, Jordan Love and Kenny Pickett, two young quarterbacks, a lot of attention lately, you know, as starters. Big win for Green Bay yesterday. Tough loss for Pittsburgh. But Colin's going to break all of that stuff down for you on the final 10 today. But right now, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Boy, I had to run out of Customs and Immigration to call you.
What's going on? Listen, man. Boy, you lucky Pearly is traveling today because Pearly got something special for you. But what happened to the dogs? No, let me just tell you my pain, my brother. Four on the parlay, gone to bed. Waiting on number five. Go to Jokers. The dog's up by 10. Get off stage and... Ah, Horace.
The dogs won. We killed Tennessee. You sure you're talking about the right dogs?
How much they beat? How much y'all beat Tennessee by?
We beat Tennessee 30-10.
Mm-hmm.
38-10. You should have won that parlay.
No. Because it was 27, and I took your advice, and I figured the 27 was going to happen, and it didn't.
Listen. They scored 10 quick, and they only get 3 in the rest of the game. I was honestly between me and you. You know, your boy was starting best man for your boy in Jamaica, so I was... I promised him I wasn't going to look at my phone while I was doing the duties, you know? But he couldn't. I was standing up there next to him, making sure he don't pass out.
Right.
So, you know, he's a Celtics fan, so you know, sometimes he's faulting in the fourth quarter and me and seven, you know. So,
but I understand my pain and your spirit, my brother. I was like, I talked to the big chief. They're going to win by this 4 touchdown. 28.5 is good, buddy. And I left, and they was up by 10. I knew.
You know what the problem was, too?
The last I saw, it was 27, Mussie to 3, and I figured we was golden. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think from the recap I saw, what happened is Kirby pulled a bunch of starters because your boy had a couple of passes, and you know, he don't have more than 2 or 3 again.
Yeah.
He actually had some passes. He pulled his guys because we got Georgia Tech next week. That's Cupcake City.
Well, again, that they like to get up for some reason against you guys.
You know, there's Tech in Georgia, because Tech is in the middle of Atlanta, but they ain't got no fans. All they fans is Georgia fans. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. So it's going to be deep, but we preparing for Bama. They ain't want to get nobody hurt, and they ain't going to show nothing.
And I need you all a house Bama, too, buddy. I need you all a house Bama.
Listen to me. A game in Atlanta. They come into our house, and they've been talking too much this year. The fans been talking too much.
All right. Now let's flip it to your boys tonight.
Well, look here.
Now you know. Hold on. I need to know how this gonna go because you know the referees love to give you all some service and they love to give Philadelphia some service. I'm interested to see who's gonna get the most service tonight. But I am gonna go with one thing and one thing only. When you give Andy Reid 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, he is 27-4.
I didn't want you to understand that Andy Reid has played. He's played either the Chiefs or the Eagles at times. He's never lost.
So he's played the Chiefs. So he's played the Eagles. Played the Chiefs
as head coach.
And he's played the Eagles as head coach as the Chiefs. So he's 14-0.
Yeah. Okay. So that's all you need to know. All right. And I can tell you right now, the defense is looking good. Everybody is.
Well, I'm gonna tell people tonight who to look for, and he's been somebody that I talked about early in the year. I took him in fantasy. I was a fan of him at SMU. Rashee Rice,
baby.
That brother right there. When Travis Kelce retires and hangs it up, he really gonna be that guy that Mahomes goes to because Mahomes, he has that Kelce like chemistry with Rice, unlike the other receivers. And he would go to him at times as a rookie. Hey, and Rice is making him look good. I think that dude, like you say, is slowly evolving into your number one receiver.
Yeah. And my whole point is I think Mahomes needed them 2 weeks off. I don't think Mahomes' elbow has been right from the beginning of the season. I mean, it's saying nothing.
So how do you combat the tush-push that is so well orchestrated by the Eagles?
Well, the tush-push is ain't the problem. The problem is, if you're getting third and one and third and twos, you're going to be in problem in any NFL team. Right? The tush push is just the way they're going to beat you. All right? If you're playing somebody else like the Bengals, you can get a quick slot. One of those other things. We got a big tight end with Baltimore with Mark Andrews. You can get a quick across the field pattern. The trick is your defense got to get them into 3rd and 5, 3rd and 4, 3rd and 6. Once you do that, the numbers say that no matter how good a team, the best offensive team is only 40% effective on 3rd downs over 3rd and 4. So the trick ain't 3rd and 1. You get the 3rd and 1, you already getting beat, no matter what team you playing.
So does Spagnuolo have enough blitz packages to get Hurts concerned tonight? Because he's got that injured knee.
Let me tell you something. Remember back in the day, the Junkanoo, until daylight, because if you got to walk through that crowd, she can get touch up left and right.
Yeah.
Trust me, Jalen can get touch up tonight. He can take you on Bay Street at 3 a.m.
And the Rebellion's okay? Coming down the alley.
In the dark. Behind the
okay. Jesus God.
Coming for him.
All right.
We ain't gonna let Jalen be. I
know you like the Chiefs tonight. Give me a score, man.
My score is, I think the defenses are gonna play good initially, and then the third and fourth quarter, you can see things open up. I got a 31-27 score.
That's not a bad score, man. I had a 28-24, but we'll see how it looks.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it pans out, and make sure call us, you know, tomorrow, man, so we could do the postmortem on it.
Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Glad right? You're back home safe and sound, and thank goodness you touched base with me. I'll let Pearly know you're live and well, and yeah.
Yes, man. All the best.
All right, you too, my brother. We'll talk soon. Yep, man, big game tonight in the NFL. Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. I personally like the Kansas City Chiefs to get it done. Andy Reid, like I told you, 27-4. When he's got 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent, he's playing at home on a Monday night. I like the Chiefs in a tight one. NBA tonight, you got the Wizards and the Bucks. I like the Bucks over the Wizards. Hornets and the Celtics. I like the Celtics in that. Nuggets and the Pistons. I like the Nuggets to get back off the losing column and win one tonight there. I like the Clippers over the Spurs. I like the Kings over the Pelicans. I like the Heat, the Timberwolves over the Knicks, and the Warriors over the Rockets in the late game. You can bet it, set it, and forget it right there with the Island Game. Simply log on to theislandgame.com. Check out the sportsbook, play, and always play responsibly. Good luck. We'll take you to the break right now. Colin Conway will be taking us home with the Final 10. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads for the Tuesday edition.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed. With DIC.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island.
the new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real thing.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Life moves fast, my friends. 3 months ago, Pete Carroll's a genius. Thank God he moved off Russell Wilson. Geno Smith is the future. 3 weeks later, Russell Wilson looks like Russell Wilson. Sean Payton course-corrected the Broncos. Seattle, a regressing mess. Geno's Geno. Go look this season at Russell Wilson and Geno Smith's numbers. I won't lay them all out for the radio audience, but Russell leads the NFL in TD to interception ratio, 19-4. And Geno is banged up, 26 touchdown to interception ratio. And in the red zone, I don't even know what Seattle is offensively in the red zone. Geno's not great enough to make plays. And Russell Wilson, last few weeks, beat KC, beat Buffalo, beat Minnesota. They were red hot. He's back. Playmaking, no mistakes, no picks. Accurate. The play of the game last week. Remember that corner of the end zone last night? Corner of the end zone? I said last week, I think Russell Wilson is 80% back. I watched that last drive. I watched that fourth quarter, and I thought it was 90% back. It just never made sense that Russell Wilson was going to be from Seattle to Denver and completely washed. I understand, not as twitchy, little older, mid-30s. I get it. But completely washed? That never made sense. And it was hard to explain that Geno Smith, who was an abject bust, everything regresses to the mean. Sean Payton deserves credit, but so does Russ. So does Russ. He works hard. One of the things I love about him during games, no smiles, all business, looks ahead, totally focused, not a lot of nonsense, not a lot of this, a lot of that. Russell is all in on winning football games. The internet, and I said this last week, the internet doesn't allow you to fix things, you know, like in real life, over a month or two. And in the NFL, it's always been understood, if you take over a shipwreck, you need until Thanksgiving. The internet doesn't allow that. And they were humiliated against the Miami Dolphins, who can humiliate you, especially in the warm September-October weather of South Florida. But they were losing very close in other games, and they were making tiny strides. If you remember early, we're like, Russell's better. The defense still stinks. We're not quite sure. Week and week, and you let stuff bake. Like in real life, if you're remodeling a home or fixing a car or fixing a football team or redoing and cleaning up a business, grown-ups all realize it's not easy. Yes, Brady and Stafford, they won Super Bowls in year one. Yeah, but that's because Brady went to a team that wasn't completely lost and had really good weapons and just needed a right tackle to Sean McVay and a rich owner and Cooper Kupp and Andrew Whitworth. Denver was an absolute mess because they rolled the dice thinking they were going to get Aaron Rodgers, and they hired Nathaniel Hackett. And it was man overboard. They couldn't do anything right. The culture was a mess. The offense was a mess. They were getting plays in late, both sides. They had to hire a clock manager because the coach couldn't figure out the clock. So if Sean Payton would have taken over this job last year, it's not like Vic Fangio was a dynamic offensive play caller, but it wasn't the mess that Sean Payton had to clean up. And we see it every Sunday. We see it every Monday. We'll see it tonight. We'll see it every Thursday. We saw it with Lamar. The best quarterbacks win in this league. Go look at all the quarterbacks that won. Josh Dobbs, great story. Cool kid, great story. Geno Smith, redemption, great story. They're not great quarterbacks, but Russell Wilson was a great quarterback in Seattle, and it looks like about 85% of Russ is back. He moves well, the laterals, the quick flips, smart decision-making. You get none of the turnovers. Very few quarterbacks in league history give you the upside without the downside. Russ is one of those. Mahomes was one of those. Aaron Rodgers in his prime was one of those. Russ doesn't make the big mistakes. So Sean Payton had to fix virtually everything with this franchise, the locker room, the culture, most notably Russell Wilson. And he did, and you're watching it, and it's not perfect, and they're not a great team. It moves fast. It never made sense that Geno Smith was better than Russell Wilson. Where? He wasn't in high school. He wasn't in college. He wasn't in his first team in the NFL. And now suddenly Geno's good and Russell's terrible. It never made any sense. Russell just needed a legitimate coach to get him back in the fairway. But Russell deserves a lot of credit for this, too. It's not like Russell was great in Seattle because of the coaching, and I don't think he's great in Denver because of the coaching. But Pete knows what he's doing, and Russell Wilson has Sean Payton, who knows what he's doing, and this is a fair representation of what Denver is going forward with Russell Wilson, capable of beating Mahomes, capable of beating Josh Allen, capable of beating a red-hot NFC team. Not saying they will, but they're capable of it. And they never, and Russ never had a shot with Nathaniel Hackett, who's now with the Jets. How's that going? By the way, remember how bad this defense was week three? You watch how good it was last night, especially down the stretch playmaking. That is called coaching. So I want to talk about two teams that didn't play.